someone who is not even a Christian was saying. He said, don't look at the messenger, but listen to the message. Praise the name of the Lord. And he was saying that in reference to things going on in the States. And I looked at this young man and I said, well, I'm sure that he's been in the company of Christians. So, beloved, the God himself is going to speak to you. Look not at the messenger, but listen to the message from the word of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Are we in 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verse 19? Praise the Lord. Can we stand up and read together verse 19? Praise the Lord. Verse 18. Did I say 19? 18. We're reading verse 18. 1, 2, let's go. And David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives. Praise the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you. Thank you for that which you're about to do in all our lives. Thank you that this is a season, Lord, that you've declared that we shall recover all. Father, this year, Conqueror's Chapel will recover all in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' awesome name, we pray. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Shall we have our seats? Hallelujah. And I title this short message, Divine Strategies. Divine Strategies. Beloved, the Bible that we read every day, the Word of God that has been given to us, is a book of strategies. It's not just an ordinary book. It's a book of God's strategies. It contains God's strategies step by step. And my prayer is that God will open all our eyes for us to see that which has been kept in His Word. His strategies step by step for us to succeed in life. Praise the name of the Lord. And because God is a master strategist, right from the beginning, He's shown us strategies. Right from Genesis chapter 1, He began to show us when He created man, and even before He created man, the things that He did step by step are His strategies of how God had a plan for the earth, had a plan for man, and how He began step by step to do things that will make us, that He was bringing on the scene. He will make us comfortable. He began to show us these strategies of how to plan and how to carry out His plans. And how we also, because we are made in His image, God wants us to imbibe strategies for our lives. Praise the name of the Lord. For a lot of us who understand the concept of projects, on Wednesday, God was showing us that every event of our life, we look at them as a project. And if you're entering into any project, you know that that project, you must do it precept by precept, line by line. You need to have an order. Order to project is very, very important. Praise the name of the Lord. And God Himself took the creation of man, the creation of the earth, the creation of heavens and the earth as a project, and He began to show us how to carry out that concept and the event of creation. Praise the name of the Lord. And a lot of us, as mommy has told us right from the beginning, right over from when we were crossing over, she said 2009, everybody have a plan. 2019, I beg your pardon. 2019, have a plan. We are not to start the year without a plan. Praise the name of the Lord. She said, go down and write your plan and make it very specific. Make it very, very specific. 2019 is a new project, is a new beginning for every one of us. None of us has gone down this way before. None of us had seen 2019 before. Praise the name of the Lord. Hello? 2019 is a new project. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So, we must have strategies. We must have plans. We must put those plans down. Praise the name of the Lord. Habakkuk says to us, he says, for the plan is for an appointed time. Praise the name of the Lord. It's for an appointed time. You might have been saying, look, these same things, I put them down last year. These same goals, these same projects, these same ideas or the same things I plan to do. It didn't come to pass. Praise the name of the Lord. Your project is continuous. Praise the name of the Lord. You're starting anew this year. That plan, God wants it to succeed. Look at it that you've gone this way before. And that which, the way you deployed your strategies last year, and not the way that God wants you to deploy it this year. The things that you did last year, God is saying, put them down again. I will show you a new way. I will show you a new way for you to achieve. I will show you a new way for you to be successful at those things. Praise the name of the Lord. So we have a new opportunity, new opportunities given to every one of us. Every one of us, God, like mommy said, God has credited a lot of us, every one of us, with 365 days. Praise the name of the Lord. So, we must be encouraged. Rewrite those plans. Rewrite the strategies. Rewrite your projects. And God will show you how you're going to fulfill these plans. He will show you from the word of God how you must deploy strategies, how you must go about achieving this year. Praise the name of the Lord. We must put everything in God's hands. Hallelujah. Remember that Bible says by our own strength we cannot do anything. We cannot do anything. So those things, just like we carry over and carry forward our bank balances, bring them over into the new year. It is not a time for us to give up. It's a time for us to encourage ourselves that those things from last year, they are not lost. He has told that this year, those things that we didn't achieve last year, we will recover them this year in the name of Jesus. Remember that in the Bible, in 1 Samuel, and chapter 1, the story of Anna. She had a plan. She had a goal. She had a vision. And she did not give up on that vision. Bible says that every year, what was she doing? She kept on going back to God. She kept on going back to Shiloh. She did not miss it. She never said, because I had this plan, because I desire to have a child in the previous year. So, coming here, I'm not going to Shiloh. I am giving up this plan of having this child. No. She went back and she went back and she went, kept on going back. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's quickly turn to that story in 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 7. And then we'll also read verse 10 to 11. There you would see that Hannah had to deploy a new strategy for the plan and the vision that she had, for that which God had laid into her heart. So in 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 7, it says, and so he did, and as he did so every year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her, therefore she wept and did not eat. So this was Hannah being provoked. She went up every year. That is what Bible says. And then when we look at verse 10 to 11, and Bible says that, and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou would indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid and remember me and not forget thy handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall be no razor come upon his head. So this year, the year she decided, look, I've got to change my strategy. I've been going in bitterness. But this year she did go back in bitterness and she was weeping. But then she decided in her heart, I must have another strategy. And she decided to deploy that strategy. And she told God, she made a vow. That was the new strategy that she had. She made a vow and said, God, if you will give me this man child, this is my strategy. This is what I will do. And we can see the outcome. So the plan that she had, the vision, she'd been writing it down. She'd been going for the Shiloh. She'd been going for the prayers. Now she added new strategies to it. Beloved, God wants us to deploy new strategies this year. Praise the name of the Lord. I learned as I was doing this write-up. It says that every miracle in the Bible started with a problem. Every miracle in the Bible started with a problem. Go and check it out. Any miracle that there was a problem that led to it. Praise the name of the Lord. God is saying something. Look at all those years. They may have been problematic. Years of problem. Years of lack. Years of waiting. Years of wanting. Years of crying. Years of being bitter. I didn't have this one. My mates have this one. They have gone so far. God is about to bring a miracle from that problem in the name of Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. God is about to turn it into a miracle. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So, those things that have happened in the past, the story of this famous inventor is something that we should also take to heart. Mr. Thomas Edison, he says he's the inventor of the light bulb. And we learn that he tested 3,000 inventions before he finally got his breakthrough. Praise the name of the Lord. Before he finally succeeded, 3,000 tests. 3,000 times he tried. It didn't work. He didn't give up. The next year, he put it on his planner. This thing, I'm going to try it again. So he continued. Praise the name of the Lord. And each time he was trying, he was getting closer. He was getting closer. He was getting closer to the result. Praise the name of the Lord. Beloved, people of God, children of God, God is saying don't give up. But we need to deploy divine strategies. Praise the name of the Lord. And victory will show up. Victory will definitely show up in the name of Jesus. But we must not faint. That is what the Bible tells us. For victory to show up, you mustn't give up. You mustn't faint. You mustn't abandon God. It is not a time to say, God, I'm tired. It is not a time to say, God, I think I'm going to leave that church. I'm going to leave that place. It doesn't look like they know what they are saying. Praise the name of the Lord. That is not the time. Hannah did not abandon the Shiloh program. She kept on going. She did not speak against her husband. She did not speak against the priests that were serving on the altar, because she knew that it was not in the hand of the priest, it was not in the hand of the prophet, it was in the hand of Almighty God. Praise the name of the Lord. And God, when that time came, God said, look, give me, I need this child. Bible records that even at that time, God was looking for a prophet. And until she said, God, I will give you this one. This one to serve you. Praise the name of the Lord. God wants to put divine strategies into our hearts this year. Praise the name of the Lord. In Jeremiah 29, verses 11 to 14, we are to seek God more this year. Jeremiah 29, 11 to 14. What does it say to us concerning seeking God more this year? Our service unto God. It is a time to go back to God, to go and even spend more time. Spend more time in the presence of God. for those things. Jeremiah 29 and verse 11, it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." 12, "Then shall you call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you." And the next one says, verse 13, "And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart." 14, "And I'll be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord, and I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive." Praise the name of the Lord. So this year, he says it is a year to seek God more. It is a year to be more in his presence. If you were one that used to stay away, today I'm here. No, he says this is a time to recommit ourselves and rededicate ourselves. He says then you will find God. Those strategies that we are looking for are all contained in the word of God. They are with God. Praise the name of the Lord. Those things that we need, they are with God. Remember that in scripture, it says the secret things belong to God. So we are looking for divine strategies. We need to seek him who has the strategies. It is the honor of kings to search things out. And God has made us kings and priests. We need to search out those things. Lord, what is it that I haven't done? What do I need to add to this, my plans? Be it spiritual plans, physical plans, financial plans. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank God for our sister who gave a testimony about her financial breakthroughs, which means that God is already doing things in her financial plans. Praise the name of the Lord. It's a time to seek him more. And to quote these things and say, "Lord, you said if I seek you, I will find you. I'm seeking you with all my heart." Maybe before last year, 2018, 2017, 2016, it was not with your whole heart. So now it's with your whole heart. And you put everything into it. Everything that you have. Let's put it into this year. Praise the name of the Lord. Proverbs 3 and verse 6. Proverbs 3 and 6 says, "In all thy ways acknowledge him." Every way, all, he didn't say just one way. In all our ways, acknowledge him, and then he will direct thy path. Praise the name of the Lord. That is a divine strategy. Praise the name of the Lord. You're seeking God with everything. In your home, you're seeking God. In your office, we thank God for the sister who also gave the testimony that she called all the teachers and say, "Come, let us pray." Prayer of agreement. Perhaps people in that school, like she said, they have never ever gone against the instruction of the head teacher or the proprietors. But she said, "No, it is not in our power to go against her. I'm not causing a rebellion here. I'm not doing a looter. But let us pray so that God will come and change our heart." Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. If she had not committed it into the hands of God, then that woman would not have changed her heart. Praise the name of the Lord. So it took her going before God and say, "God, touch this woman. This thing, it's impossible." Praise the name. Divine strategy. Praise the name of the Lord. So if tomorrow this Miss Tola, as they call her, goes and says, "Look, we are starting fellowship here," they're not going to resist it. Praise the name of the Lord. Sister Tola, that's divine strategy. "We are starting fellowship in this church, in this school. Everyone will come there. Those who have seen the power of God, they have seen that if by Proverbs 3:6 we acknowledge God, then God will direct us. God will turn the hearts of kings for us. The hearts of proprietors and the hearts of directors, and God will turn them and say, do what these people want." Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 37 and verse 5. Psalm 37 and verse 5 also tells us, "Commit your ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." Those things that you have written down, those things that you purpose in your heart, he says, commit it into the hands of God. Spiritual plans. Remember that Hannah's own was a spiritual one. She wasn't even asking now for herself. Even though we may look at it and say, yes, she wanted a child, but she said, "God, this child is for you. I'm giving this child unto you." He says, "Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." Praise the name of the Lord. All all that we have to do this year, let's bring it before God. Try this new wave, this new move, and this new method, and say, God, everything about me, spiritual, financial, physical, everything, I'm committing it to your hands. It is for your glory. Praise the name of the Lord. That's the strategy that mommy also taught us a few days back. She said it is for the glory of God. And that the Holy Spirit was asking someone who said, I want to leave. Why do you want to leave? Why? Why do you want to stay on the face of the earth? He said, for your glory. The glory of your name. Praise the name of the Lord. So that men will praise you. So that men will come to you. Praise the name of the Lord. So, despite any distressing or discouraging situation, because there are so many things that depress, so many things that discourage, praise the name of the Lord. The story that we read in the text of David, in that first Samuel, David was so discouraged by the event that had happened. He was so discouraged, and even the men that were with all the soldiers, they began to speak against him. They began to say all manner of things. But Bible says that he encouraged himself. He was distressed himself because his whole family, his wife and his children had all been carried away. But he did not let that deter him from going back to God. He went back, God, what should I do? It's part of divine strategy. He didn't just jump in and say, I have 600 men. Who are these Amalekites? I have soldiers. He went to God and said, God, you need to direct us. You need to direct me. Praise the name of the Lord. They were saying on Wednesday as well that, look, you have 600 million. Go to God and say, God, this 600 million, how can I use it? Praise the name of the Lord. What should I do? God, teach me. Open my eyes. A lot of people have invested billions and nothing came out of it. That will not be our portion in the name of Jesus. So, it is in God that we find the solutions that we need. Our strategies, plans, vision, our desires, the solutions are all with God. They are with God and they are in God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. A divine strategy that we need to put on this year is in Ephesians 6 and verse 10 to 11. Ephesians 6, divine strategy. God is showing us divine strategies this morning. Father, we receive your strategies. We open hearts in the name of Jesus. Ephesians 6 and verse 10 to 11, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We are not being strong in the government of Lagos State or the government of federal government of Nigeria. Praise the name of the Lord. He says, be strong in the Lord. Because we know at the end of the day, man will fail. Because who are those in government? They are men. Praise the name of the Lord. Particularly if they are not even people of the faith. They are not people in the Lord. I cannot promise you that anything will come out of it. Praise the name of the Lord. So, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. 11 says, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, this is divine strategy for every child of God. We are not putting up half armor. We all know what an armor is. It's something that shields you from attack to protect your body, vital parts. So when you put on half, beloved, you are bound to be hit by something. Praise the name of the Lord. We're only using half armor. Something will hit somewhere that you do not intend it to be. Praise the name of the Lord. So you need to put on the full armor. Total protection is from God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I'd like to read something that the way the New Living Translation puts this issue, the way it says it. It says a final word. Be strong with the Lord's mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies and tricks of the devil. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, this shows us and tells us that the devil also has strategies. Now, when we are talking about divine strategies, he is talking about his own devilish strategies. Praise the name of the Lord. So, putting on the whole armor of God is to protect us against his strategies and his tricks. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, we look at what are strategies. What are these strategies that the enemy is deploying? Praise the name of the Lord. What are the things and how do we easily just get into the trap? Praise the name of the Lord. The King James Version says wiles of the enemy. And this wiles of the enemy is defined as cunning devices. Praise the name of the Lord. And cunning devices, we're able to locate these devices as distractions. Distractions. Those are his strategies. He distracts a child of God from following in divine strategies. The enemy has so many methods. They would look so innocent. But I just bought a phone. I just bought a good phone. How can that be a strategy and a device? It's a device, is it not? It's a technological device. Praise the name of the Lord. But that phone, you know, that distracts a lot of people, particularly in church. You come to church, you say, I'm reading my Bible. You're not reading Bible. A lot of other things are going on. When the word of God is going on with so many people, a lot of other things are going on. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's not deceive ourselves. Praise the name of the Lord. Children of God, come to church. Be attentive to the word of God. Do not be distracted by those gadgets and devices. You know, those devices will continue to get better and better. But the church time is not the time that you begin to test. I've not looked at this app. I've not looked at this. Praise the name of the Lord. Distractions from our own devices. Something that you use your own money to buy is distracting you from the God. God who is speaking to you. Praise the name of the Lord. So there are cunning ways that the enemy, methods that he uses. Praise the name of the Lord. Apart from imaginations, thoughts, we've looked at doubts. Mommy was teaching us on procrastination. You put down a plan. Now this one is talking to every one of us, me, myself, and I. Praise the name of the Lord. Procrastination. Many things that, you know, God is such an awesome God. Things that I've put down 2 years ago, I would do. But you see, the Spirit keep coming back. You have not done this thing. You have not done this thing. Praise the name of the Lord. It's procrastination. And we heard the other time, it is a sin. Just get up and just go. Praise the name of the Lord. And I pray that a lot of us will get up and go this year with fire, with zeal. Now, we may not know the end of those plans. God just says, start. That vision that you have is for an appointed time. Start it. Begin it. Begin to run with it. Praise the name of the Lord. Don't bother about what is on the way. Begin to calculate. It's only God that knows the end. We are not God. He knows the end even from the beginning. Praise the name of the Lord. And if he's ordering your steps, he says you commit your way to him. He will guide you. He will direct you. Praise the name of the Lord. What are our contributions? Remember that part of our plan, the very first one is God. Everything God first. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank God that this month is a month of God first. It's a month of first fruits. Praise the name of the Lord. Everything is God. What are our contributions to the kingdom of God this year? Praise the name of the Lord. We need to examine yourself. What didn't you do well, particularly concerning the things of God in the past years? And then vow unto God that this year is not going to happen. Praise the name of the Lord. It's not going to happen. Be able to stand against these walls that Bible warns us about. What are these walls? Stand against the strategies and the plans of the enemy. Things that want to distract and take over. All those devices that want to make us stay away from God and the things of God. things that take us away from the house of God. Praise the name of the Lord. In scripture, we are given divine strategy for increase. That is another strategy I'd like us to be reminded about. What are divine strategies for increase and multiplication? What are they? They are things that we know so well, but and they are things that we need to remind ourselves about. Everybody wants increase. We want financial upliftment. But the strategies are given in scriptures. Luke 6:38 is a scripture that we all know as children. We know Luke 6:38, which says, "Give and it shall be given unto you." Praise the name of the Lord. "Give, it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaking together, running over." Praise the name of the Lord. Beloved, this year is the year that God will require us to give. Praise the name of the Lord. Remember that we have a plan. We have a huge plan. What's that plan? To get our own permanent place. So, your input, my input, everybody's input will be required. Is a year that will be required to give sacrificially towards the project. Remember we talked about project earlier on. Giving is required. It's a strategy. So that giving must be something that you put down. When you put it down, you'll be able to work it out. Begin to plan. Plan for it. The way you plan for everything. Even before the or what will be required, begin to have your own plan. You can imagine what it is to buy a land, to build a house. If you don't know, go and check it up. Conference with friends. What is required? What will be required? Like how much? Praise the name of the Lord. So our giving is something that God will call upon this year. Then the issue of tithes. This year, let's be committed. If you are one, we've not been so faithful in our tithes and offering. It's past. It's gone past. Remember we said, yes, God uses new things, new ways to open our eyes. Okay, you didn't do it well last year. This year, we'll be more committed. First fruits as well. Proverbs 3 and verse 9. Tithes, the scripture on tithes is Malachi 3, like you all know, Malachi 3, 9 to 10. Praise the name of the Lord. Our brother was sharing with us yesterday and he was saying, look, the issue of tithes for him is a personal thing. He's not listening to any television propaganda or radio that they're talking and debating about tithes. That he himself has had a personal encounter concerning tithes. When things were tight for him and the Holy Spirit came and told him, have you been paying your tithes? He now realized that, this thing is serious. And the minute he started paying his tithes, everything became an abundance. Praise the name of the Lord. So, Malachi 3, 9 to 10 is a divine strategy. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, Proverbs 3 also. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 9. Proverbs 3 and verse 9. Are we there? Praise the Lord. He says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. The NLT version tells us to honor the Lord with our wealth and with the best part. You know, that is how he puts it. It says, with the best part of everything your land produces. Praise the name of the Lord. And we know that in CCI, we believe in the principle of first fruits. It says everything that you're earning this month is first fruits. You give it to God. Praise the name of the Lord. It's a divine strategy. It's not man's strategy. Man did not devise it. Man did not make it. But God himself is speaking. Praise the name of the Lord. Remember that we said that the whole Bible is a book. It's a book of strategies. So when God is speaking to us, beloved, it's for us to follow it. Divine strategies. Bible also tells us about divine strategies for health. There's so many strategies, so many principles. I'm just touching on a few of of these strategies. Can we turn our Bibles to Jeremiah 30? When we look at God's divine strategy for health. Jeremiah 30, reading from verse 17. Praise the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, I will send upon them the sword, the famine, and the pestilence, and will make them like vile figs that cannot be eaten. They are so evil. And I will persecute them with the sword, with the famine, and with the pestilence, and will deliver them to be removed to all the kingdoms of the earth, to be a curse and an astonishment and hissing and a reproach among all the nations whither I have driven them. Because they have not hearkened to my word, saith the Lord, which I sent unto them by my servants the prophets, rising up early and sending them, but ye will not hear, saith the Lord. Hear ye therefore the word of the Lord, all ye of the captivity, whom I have sent from Jerusalem to Babylon. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, and of Ahab, the son of Koliah, and of Zechariah, the son of Manasseh, which prophesy a lie unto you in my name. Behold, I will deliver them into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall slay them before your eyes. 22. And of them shall be taken up a curse by all the captivity of Judah, which are in Babylon, saying, the Lord make thee like Zedekiah and like Ahab, whom the king of Babylon roasted with fire. Praise the name of the Lord. And there's somewhere in that scripture which talks about God bringing supernatural healing unto the people. Praise the name of the Lord. God talking about slaying the enemy for the sake of the children of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's go to Exodus 23. And I think that is more direct to us on the strategy for healing. Healing over the people. Exodus 23 verse 19. And that is a scripture that is so well known to all of us. Exodus chapter 23. I will read from verse 19. The first of the first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring into the house of the Lord God, of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not seethe a kid in his mother's womb. Here again we see God talking about first fruits, that we shall bring it into the house of the Lord. Verse 20 says, behold, I send an angel among thee to keep thee in the way, and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. 21, beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgression, for my name is in him. 22, but if thou shalt indeed obey his voice, and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thy enemy, and an adversary unto thy adversaries. For my angel shall go before thee, and bring thee in unto the Amorites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. 24, thou shalt not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do after their works, but thou shalt utterly overthrow him, and quite break down his images. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast thy young, and none shall be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. Praise the name of the Lord. So in that verse 25, he says that I will take sickness away. When we obey God, we obey his voice, we do all that he has commanded us to do. In that verse 19, he says, when you, the first of the first fruits of the land thou shalt bring, talking about bringing first fruits into the house of the Lord, is also a divine strategy for healing. Is God speaking to us about healing? He says, bring your first fruit. When you do this, he says, I will take away sickness from the midst of thee. Praise the name of the Lord. So God is speaking to every one of us. every one of us, every divine strategy that we need, how to carry out our plans this year. God is practically giving it to us on a platter of gold. They're not things that you need to go and struggle for or need to struggle to do. God is downloading to you what your strategies are for this year. Every other thing that you are running after, he says it is by seeking him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all those things that you're running after, the Gentiles are running after, shall be added. That is another divine strategy. Praise the name of the Lord. Seek ye first the kingdom. Seek ye first God. Do that which he has called you to do. Obey him. Obedience is another divine strategy. A lot of things will be said from the altar, from Pastor Mrs. We are to do this and we are to do that. God is expecting our cooperation. He needs our commitment and dedication and cooperation in everything. Praise the name of the Lord. And this year, as we plan our work, as we plan these strategies, God is expecting us to plan it by the word of God. By the word of God, not by our own strength. By the word of God, by the power of God. Anyone who has written, I will do this. It is not you. You are not able. It is by God. He says, by strength shall no man prevail. We cannot do it. We don't have the strength. Praise the name of the Lord. That is why we need to commit every single thing. All. He says, commit all your work. As you are planning all this work, commit all the work into the hands of God. Not in any other man's hand. Not in anyone's hand. Bible says that some trust in chariots. Some are trusting in horses. But we know what happened to those horses. The horses and the rider, what happened to them? They sank in the sea. Praise the name of the Lord. So we do not trust in the arm of flesh as children of God. As we've given our lives to Christ. We trust only in God. We trust only in God. He says, we will remember the name of the Lord. So everything that we are doing, we must remember the name of the Lord. The God who has called us, the God who has saved us, who redeemed us. He brought us from darkness into the light. So how can we trust in any other thing? But we must trust in the name of the Lord. We must keep encouraging ourselves. Do not let discouragement get us down. You might not be where you want to be, but beloved, know that you are close, very close to that destination. Very close. Very, very close. Praise the name of the Lord. We are very close to it. Do not allow the enemy to tell us otherwise. Listen to the voice of God. We are not moved by what we see, by what we hear. We are only moved by the word of God. We are moved by God. We are moved by his word. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord will continue to keep us in the name of Jesus. You know, as we go from day to day, let's encourage ourselves. Bible says that iron sharpeneth iron. Praise the name of the Lord. We are encouraging ourselves. I'm encouraging you. You're encouraging me. Praise the name of the Lord. But the thing that we do in the house of the Lord is an encouragement one to another. Praise the name of the Lord. So we're going to continue to pray. As we round up, we're going to pray to God for strength. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord will strengthen us in the name of Jesus. God will direct us this year. We'll be more focused on him this year. No more procrastination this year. The Holy Spirit will lead us this year. And God will come through for us in the name of Jesus. We will trust him more this year in the name of Jesus. Beloved, let's just begin to repent of every way that we've doubted this God. God Almighty Jehovah. The ways that we've doubted him. The ways that we've believed he could not come through. And then we've gone on our own way. We've devised all manner of things in order to achieve plans, and we've arrived at ungodly destination. Let's begin to repent before God and ask for the mercy of God. Bible says it's by his mercy that we are not consumed. none of us will be consumed this year in the name of Jesus. But we shall be stronger and stronger and triumph over all our enemies in the name of Jesus. The Lord will come through to us, come through for us in the name of Jesus. Let's tell God that this year we are coming back to Him. We are coming back stronger. We come back to Him as we did in the first days that we gave our lives to Christ. When we were on fire for God. He was our first love. Everything we did for Christ. We remember the name of the Lord in everything. Beloved, we are coming back stronger to God this year in the name of Jesus. Let's begin to pray against every device and every strategy of the enemy. Let's come against strategies of the enemy. Every hurdle, every obstacle, discouragement, things that he has put our way. We come against every wile, every discouragement, every strategy of the enemy. We come against you, Satan. We come against every strategy you've brought up against this church. We pull down those strategies. We pull down those plans in the name of Jesus. And we declare that your plans will never prevail in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we worship you. We thank you because we know that, Lord, it is a new beginning. We know, Lord, that you have great and mighty plans. And Lord, our prayer is that those great and mighty plans will manifest in CCI this year in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for where you are taking us to, where you have already shown to us. Lord, you've planted our feet. Nothing will uproot us in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We cover all our plans and all our strategies, every divine strategy you've given to us this year. We cover with the blood of Jesus. We cover with the blood of Jesus. We shall testify in the name of Jesus. Conquerors Chapel will testify in the name of Jesus. Every man, every woman, boy and girl, the family of God, that we shall all testify in Jesus' mighty name. Beloved, let's put our hands together for Jesus. Put your hands together for the King of Kings.